This is Anishinaabe Way, lives, words, and stories of Ojibwe people. Red Lake Anishinaabe Robert Desjarlais is a journalist, a co-founder of Protect Our Monoman, and a member of the University of Minnesota Council of Elders. He shared the story of Original Man's relationship to the wolf.
We'll talk about Original Man. And when Original Man was placed on the earth, he walked around and he noticed all the other animals came in pairs, male and female. And he asked the Creator, he asked Gitche Manitou, why is that? Why am I all alone? Why do all the other living beings have partners? And the Creator said, I'm going to send you a companion, someone that will be by your side, someone that will walk with you. So he sent the Mayegan, the wolf, to Original Man. And the Creator said, I want you to walk over the earth. I want you to name trees, plants, and other animals. And I want you to return to me when you've done that. So Original Man and Mayegan did that. They walked all over the earth, and they returned to where they began their journey. Then the Creator said, I am now going to separate you. You're going to go your own separate ways. But your lives will be similar to one another. You'll share the same destiny. You'll share the same fate. The Original Man and Mayegan, they parted. And they lived lives that were similar to one another. They had strong families, they had strong family values. They had a tribe, they had a clan. And like the wolf, Original Man and people, they were hunted for their hair. Also, their land was taken away from them. That's the fate that we share with the wolf. There's kind of a double meaning here because there's a meaning of our relationship to a wolf, but also what's going on today with the wolf bill. We know about this wolf bill. I told this story last week. I did a storytelling, and there was a picture on Facebook that showed a pickup truck. Two non-native men sitting on the side, each side of it. And there were about 25, 30 wolves that were spilt out the back end. When I saw that picture, I thought about the story, the story that we're taught. And the only comparison I could make is that those two guys, they reminded me of Nazi guards at a concentration camp. And then I was thinking about the wolf laws that they're passing in Wisconsin and that they want to do here. So once again, human beings are sharing, or I should say the Mayegan being hunted for the hair again. And we share that same fate with the environment. And one of the things about the Mayegan is that he created descendants for man. So men and people to continue to have that companionship with the four-legged animal. So Mayegan sent to the human beings, he sent them the dogs. And dogs, the Anamushag, they are the closest companion that we can have as human beings. They're always there for us. They're true friends. And they're willing to sacrifice. Usago, how Miigwech.
This is Anishinaabe Way, lives, words, and stories of Ojibwe people. A series produced by Stacy Droulard with music by Keith Sekola. Funding for the series comes from the Minnesota Legacy Fund and WTIP Community Radio.